Good morning. I'm here to share with you how I got inspired at this church. I ask myself why and how that I choose to stay at this church. As I remember, the first time my daughter Jamie and I attended service at Torrance First, we don't know what to expect. We were here out of curiosity and see if this church fits my spiritual needs. After that first visit, I was inspired to expose my children and grandchildren to Christian life. At Torrance First, I found the foundation that I wanted my children, my grandchildren, to build their lives on. As I attended more often with my grandchildren, Pastor Joanne approached me if I could be a substitute teacher for second and third grader while the regular Sunday school teachers were on summer break. While being a substitute, I realized that this was the environment I want my grandchildren to be involved in. As I became more involved with Sunday class, I began to meet and interact with the parents and grandparents, and it was truly lovely. And then one Sunday after service, my granddaughters told me to wait because they are attending a meeting for Emma's Circle. I was clueless and waited downstairs for them to finish. But one of my granddaughters came down to get me to go upstairs to participate with the meeting. That's when I got involved with Emma's Circle. While involved with Sunday School and Emma's Circle, the Filipino Fellowship invited me to attend the nomination of the officers. They requested me to proxy Ms. Lynn during her absence, which I accepted. With the Filipino Fellowship, they encouraged me to join the line dancing with my two left foot and to sing with Paula with a voice like so-so. But what I found is a community. To sum it up, I was and still inspired by the Sunday school children, their parents and their grandparents, who are being very supportive and accommodating every time we ask, the teachers ask for help. The Emma circles and the moms and the grandparents who's been my support and my friends all the time. The Queen Esther, the lovely ladies who's always been sharing their talents and their camaraderie during our meeting, and the Filipino Fellowship, who are my social friends, and of course, the choir that inspired me with their nice voices, pretty voices, the uplifting service of our pastor, and by the congregation like you. Thank you.